مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program. It is the interview segment on Mondays with Mufti AK Sab. The date today in South Africa is the 12th of Dhul Hijjah 1446, and other areas of the world 13th of Dhul Hijjah, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 9th of June 2025. Our title topic today is the lessons from Hajj 2025-1446. Let's welcome Mufti Sab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا زايد خان, جزاك الله خيرا.
Mufti Sab, before we start to the lessons, I know Mufti Sab wants to discuss current affairs first, the Medlin ship, they call it. What's happening, Mufti Sab?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Medellin boat ship, call it whatever you want to, there were 12 activists intercepted by Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. And remember, they were traveling in international waters, and then they reached that side where it is Gaza side, not Israel side. But Israel doesn't bother. I have a wonderful article which I took out from the newspaper, you know, that when I was going to Durban, and I have it on my desk now, and it says, the country that says Holocaust was committed against them, they are committing Holocaust now. You must remember that every convention, every resolution, basically they just throw it out because they feel they can do what they want to, because America is there with the veto and so forth. So therefore we say it loudly, boldly, and proudly also. Proudly meaning to disgrace Israel and America. These are the two biggest terrorist states in the entire world. Once they are eliminated, there will be world peace, there will be justice. So that is what you see. See in Los Angeles what is happening. So here also remember that, that is what you see. And what they're going to do, that now they're taking them into Israel, Ashdod and all that. And they're forcing them. They must see what happened. You must remember 2023, 7th October, how the Israelis were attacked by Hamas. They'll add some things there, I'm sure, about that. You know, Jutlas are masters in that. And they will say, see what happened to our people and so forth. And therefore, and then they will send them home and so forth. So because why? They know that there are so many negative reports of Israel. They're guilty of genocide, guilty of ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and so many other things. So therefore, they didn't harm anybody, and they just arrested them, kidnapped them, call it whatever you want to, told them you must watch the film, and thereafter we will send you back, and so forth and so on. So pakka haramis they are. Again, to see whatever is in the Quran, we must believe in it 100%. There must not be 1%, 0.5% iota of doubt. Quran Karim teaches us chapter 7 verse, and you see, if you understood the Arabic, layab'athanna, you know this double emphasis, lam in the beginning, noon in the ending. Surely, definitely, Allah will continuously send against them alayhim, ila yawm al-qiyamah, till the day of justice against the Jutlas. May and the Jews, may yasumuhum su'al azab, those who will punish them, a horrible, terrible punishment. So therefore, people are swearing, cursing Israel. It's a cancer of the world established by Britain and America and so forth. And then the Western world are accomplice in this crime, the Western media are accomplice in this crime, and we need to name them, shame them, and nail them.
Mufti Sab, coming to the lessons of Hajj, those who are performing Hajj, what's their day going to be like?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we must draw a distinction, one, two things. Today in South Africa is the 12th of Dhul Hijjah. Day in Makkah, Mina, and Medina, and all that, in Aqsa, it is the 13th of Dhul Hijjah. So we were advocating the whole time that people should make intention of 6-day Hajj. I know many people, Alhamdulillah, our capital group, you know, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his wife, Haji Ahmad, you understand, his brother and his wife, and them, they in Mina. And I told them, don't go and pelt in the morning. Majority scholars say not permissible. And remember, you must go and pelt in the afternoon. They said 100% agreed. We made Hajj together also in the past. So they know about these things here. So that is what Quran teaches us in chapter 2, verse 203. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Remember Almighty Allah in these few days. Remember Allah every time, but in the few days, remember Allah more. And which is the best dua for you to read in Mina and everywhere else? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Chapter 2, verse 201. In the context of Hajj, now the curtain is closing, and now remember Hajj is drawing to an end. So now today is the last day, and then Tawaful Wida, and then people go home. So remember that. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ Fi yawmain, you pelted on the 11th and 12th, all three jamarat, there's no sin on you. That's the taqwa. That's the fatwa. So that's the verdict, 11th and 12th. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ Whosoever delays, he spent last night also in Mina. Not today you rock up there, you come from Makkah, you come from Aziz, no. You must have spent the night there already in Mina. And then فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. So for people, remember, this is a sign of taqwa. We used to mobilize, organize so many people. We just make announcement, any tent, any agent, you're welcome. You see, half the tents are empty now. So remember that. It's a golden opportunity. See, now the time is 8:45. South Africa, quarter to 9, days quarter to 10. So now the message will spread, inshallah. So remember, for you, the men especially, at least one salat, go and perform in Masjid al-Khayf. So you must remember that. So inshallah, brother Suleiman will send to me, then we'll send it out also. Then people can pass the message. So all of you who got family members, brothers, sisters, whoever, that tell the men at least, go read one salat in Masjid al-Khayf. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ready salat there. 70 prophets and messengers perform salat there. So it shows it's a very, very holy, sacred place. Whole of Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah is holy. But inside these places, you get other holy places also. So that is one thing I'll urge you to do. And then you take your 21 pebbles, and thereafter you pair the 7. And stand one side and make your dua facing Qibla by the small jamarat, then the medium one. Big one, you know there's no dua. So that is finished now. You read your Zuhr Salat there, and then you part, and then you go back to Makkah, Azizia, wherever you stay. And then before you depart will be your Tawaful Wida. Tawaful Wida is wajib, except the lady in menses or nifas or so, you know, postnatal. However, there are 4 or 5 issues we need to clarify here quickly. Number one, we in South Africa and few other countries is the 12th of Zulhijjah. There it is the 13th. Remember that it is haram to fast on 11, 12, 13, 10, 11, 12, 13, these 4 days. So each day and 3 days after that is haram to fast, okay? So we should be very, very clear on that issue as well. So now you want to start fasting and all that for you in Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, wherever you are, you're staying there and wherever, and you're following the Saudi calendar. So from tonight, the 14th onwards, remember, you can perform Umrah. See, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, she came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying, and the Master alayhi salatu salam asked the Ma Yubki, why are you crying? She said, all the honorable wives perform Umrah and Hajj. I only perform Hajj. Her menses started before Hajj. So remember that the Master alayhi salam said, fine, you go with your brother Abdul Rahman and you perform the Hajj, the Umrah rather. So her Umrah was after Hajj. All the others were Umrah before Hajj. But the fact remained it was done like that. So remember that happened on the night of the 14th. And then the departure took place and so forth. So we should know that as well. For us, remember wherever you are. So from the 14th onwards you can fast. That 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, haram to fast. And on the 1st of Shawwal, not permissible. So we must get that also clear. Then those of you in South Africa and so forth, You know, yesterday I read Zuhr Salat here at the Khanka, yesterday Sunday. And lo and behold, there were so many cars there. Like, you know, you would think Ramadan time, you know how the cars. We had to make a special line for parking as well. So then we realized that how many people still busy with their qurbani and all that, you see. So today also, if you want to make qurbani, it's permissible till before sunset. Remember that. Maybe you got the extra sheep or the extra goat or the extra shea or whatever in a cow. And you said, so then make intention, nafil, if you slaughtered everything of your own. That, ya Allah, for the whole ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right till the last baby to be born, live with iman, die with iman. So all these things, this is for nafil, that is. For yourself is one shea per person, and so forth. So we should be very clear on all these issues here. Then the takbir at the shariq, Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 22, verse 37, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Allah is telling you, you must read the takbir. Why? Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 37. كَذَٰلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala has subjugated it for you, these animals, and made it subservient. Put a bull there and put a camel there. And then put me and Moha Zahid, who's stronger? That bull and camel will finish us up, obviously. But Allah Ta'ala subjugated it, made it subservient to us. So you Muslim, you must read the takbir, glorify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So in that way there, that we praise Allah Ta'ala. So the takbir at Tashriq will end on the 13th after Asr. So there, Makkah, Mina, Medina, Aqsa. Till today they will continue after Zuhr, after Asr, and then it will be finished. We must remember that, okay? So that is what we should know, remember. That is regarding the takbir. And in hadith in Tabarani, you see sometimes the ulama also, Jazakumullahu khairah, hadahumullah, they pronounce it incorrectly. Not Tibrani, not Tabarani, it Tabarani. With a fatha on the ta, fatha zabar on the ba, and ra'ani, la'atubarani. So remember that is all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaching us these lessons here, that we should pronounce, learn properly. Wa'allamaka ma'alam takun ta'alam, Rabbi zidni ilma, all that. So there the beautiful hadith is mentioned, zayyinu a'yadakum bitakbir. One is the takbir we read after the first salah. This morning we read, yesterday Isha, Maghrib, la'at. And now is all time we will read today, and so that is takbir muqayyad. One, that is specifically after salat. And you ladies in menses, you don't have to read that takbir. There's no salat, so there's no takbir. And remember that the people that you should know, one is you go to the shop, the bazaar, market, you read takbir loudly, the men especially. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahi alham. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an, and remember Abdullah ibn Umar, they used to go to the market and all that during these days. And what they would do, that they would be the ones that they would read the takbir loudly, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. You call it takbir mutlaq. Anytime you read it, you see that. So people now this is a little bit, you understand, negligent of this there. Then other issues that we should know also regarding qurbani. Now you slaughtered all that, finished. So now you must remember, can you slaughter today? So everybody can slaughter today, is the 12th day in South Africa. But what about those places in the 13th? Can you slaughter on the 13th? So yes, Al-Imam Shafi, he say yes. Majority scholars say not permissible. A wonderful discussion, remember, is there is mentioned, you must remember, in the kitab of Allama ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, Al-Masailu allati infarada biha al-Shafi'i duna ikhwatihi. Those masail where Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, is alone, you must remember, and the three other jurors, scholars, the Malikis, the Hanafis, Hanbalis are against him. This is one of them. So only according to Shafi'is is permissible to sacrifice, make qurbani on the 13th. And Hanafis, Malikis, Hanbalis say not permissible. Cut off date is 12th. Before Maghrib it must be done, finished, and tell the end of the story. So we should know that. Then regarding Qurbani, another issue is, to who can we give the meat? So Hanafi say you give it to Muslim, non-Muslim, all permissible. Shafi, Hanbali, and him say no, only Muslim. You can't give non-Muslim. And so that is also another academic discussion and so forth. Quickly, that we should ask ourselves, what are the lessons we draw from Hajj? So we know when people go to Mina, Arafat and all that, whether it's a rich person, whether it's a poor person, we're all in the same garb, basically. That is the haram. So that shows us that our actions are the real criteria by Allah. All these artificial things are by the way. How many properties I have, how much bank balance I have, how many this I have, cars I have, helicopters, planes, all that. So that we shouldn't get fooled by that. Second, when we don that ihram on, then we're saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Ya Allah, I'm ready. I'm even prepared and ready for death to meet you, O Almighty Allah. So that also should be a lesson we should take. Death can strike any time. You know. Third one, we must remember in Arafat and everywhere. To me, it's very sad that now when you see the videos, you see the images coming through, it's like more a picnic atmosphere. Understood? That now is like when you go, say, a holiday. Now you're looking for a place, you know, just to de-stress. Like, you know, people say, I'm stressed up. So I just want to go away. I don't want the cell phone. I want this. I don't want. So now they go for picnic, for weekend. You see, this weekend here is long weekend. This week coming. So Saturday is holiday 14th. Then 15th Sunday. Then Monday is youth day. So Sunday they say is Father's Day. All haramis and shaitani business. And then Monday they'll tell you youth day. So what happened to Grandfather's Day and Grandmother's Day and all that? All just money making. They had Mother's Day, now they got Father's Day. And that for Islam, every day is Father's Day, every day is Mother's Day. And every day is youth day also. That's all fairy tales for us as Muslims. So the point we are making here is this, that we need to understand that this is not a picnic, this is not a resort, this is not some holiday and so forth. Therefore, Qurbani, you have to make Qurbani and you have to sleep there in Mina on the floor. You see, you have to come back to, you have to stop sleep in Muzdalifah there on the floor and on the land and sand. You have to come back to Mina. And so for half the people don't do that. It's just to get done with it. You must remember that. So that is very, very sad. And things are going bad to us. So who's to blame? All parties are to blame. The Najdi, Wahhabi, Kafir government is to blame. Because they are now encouraging the people to do all these type of things. As long as you pay and they can make money. So that is what it is all about. It's no more yu'minuna bil ghayb, it's yu'minuna bil jayb. How much money we can make out of these hajis and so forth. So that is the first thing that you must realize there. Then number two is this. You will see what is the sign of a hajj maqbool, hajj mabroor. Al-raghba ila al-akhirah wa al-raghba ani dunya. So the person, the people, now you went for it, husband, wife and so forth. So what should happen to you? That the raghba, the intonation you have for Jannah and paradise and hereafter is much more. Wa al-raghba ani dunya. The glitter and dazzle and you know they say the razzmatazz of this world and all the things, it no more attracts you. Because the heart now is saturated no more with the worldly things. It's saturated with the love of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, the love of Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Islam. So that is the definition or the sign made by him, by Imam Hassan al-Basri, the sage of the age. Today, this is a very academic discussion, but while we got 3-4 minutes left, let me just mention it. That Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent the 13th day there, the night of the 13th, the morning of the 13th, after Zawal went and pelted and all that. Then the Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, the last 4 salats, where did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam read it? You see? So if you look at all the hadith, kitab and so forth, you will find various names are mentioned. You will see the name is mentioned of what? Muhassab. Or you will find the name Abtah, or you will find the name Batha, with the Ha, and or Abtah, also with the Ha. or you will find the name Khayf ibn Kinana. You see, so all these names, it all refers to the same place. So he, you must remember, Abdullah ibn Abbas, and you must remember that Hazrat Aisha and them, they say that no, this is Amrun Ittifaqiyun. That Nabi alayhi salatu salam read the Salat, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, rested. And then late at night, Asayru fi akhir al-layl. Then late at night, then Nabi alayhi salatu salam started the journey on the night of the 14th back to Medina Munawwara. So we get an idea now. So that is what we should understand. But now you must remember his whole story with airplanes and all that, airports and what. So that you have to make sure you go 2-3 hours earlier. Because remember that one is you have to reach the airport early. One is the traffic that is there. Third one, people have excessive luggage and so forth. And you know, excess luggage. So a lot of issues there are. One thing, my message to you will be, that make sure you take Zamzam water with you. That is sunnah, you see. But that also now, no more free business you have to buy. How the pebbles you have to buy and all. They just make money. So now the question arises, you have finished your Hajj. And now you want to go to Batha. You want to go to Abta. You want to go to Muhassab and all that. So where is this place first? When we were in Hajj 2017, 18, 19, one of them, so my nephew or somebody was there, you see. They're very sharp with all this. You see, I tell you something. They know that this guy is Kachu, you see. So anyway, that what they said is, they said that they will show us the location. Where is Batha or Abta and all these places there. So then they showed us that there in Aziziya. So they say in the book between Makkah and Mina. So between Makkah and Mina is Aziziya. And the location, meaning the area, not the specific place, the location. So that is where it's called Shisha. And if you know Dawood Monta bin Dawood, so there Dawood Monta got one branch there. It's called bin Dawood Shisha. Far'u Shisha. Far'a means branch. So the branch there. So if your person goes there, read one salat there, rest there, Nabi alayhi salam rested there. So you won't call it a sunnah muakkada or something like that. If you don't go, there is no sin in that. So most of most you will call it mustahab or sunnah. More so when some sahaba said no, Nabi alayhi salam only stopped there because it was an easy route to take out of Makkah towards Medina Munawwara. So this is the academic discussion that we should learn about and so forth. And remember that now when you go back to your hotel or wherever you are, so remember that see that what the ulama are there by you saying. If they say Qasr Siraj, we have to read Qasr. And if they are, you must remember Maulvis and ulama and whatever, then mashallah, that you can read, and the muqib, you can read 4 rakat salat as well. So anyway, if you musafir, you read 2 rakats and you muqim, that you spend already 15 days and more, so then in that case, you read full salat there. So Allah Ta'ala accept. On the last point I will just make, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dua for the ummah, that is, Allahumma ja'ala hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la summa. Hadith in Ibn Majah. Ya Allah, make this hajj of ours such a hajj, not done to show off to people, wa la riya'a, and not to impress the eyes of people. Today's tafsir of mine, inshallah, will be Surah Anfal, and one verse only, and that is verse number 41. So inshallah, Mawlana Zahid will announce the program to come. And insha'Allah al-Aziz, that you understand, we'll come back 1 o'clock 5 plus 1 for tafsir of the Noble Quran. And then after that, insha'Allah, will be, you must remember, the report back 2 to 2.30. And insha'Allah, 8 to 10 will be the Q&A. So Allah Ta'ala reward all of you, and Almighty Allah accept all our broken efforts. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahab, as well as all our listeners. From us in the team, we say jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.